Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We hope we're going to have Bill Sardi with us this afternoon, and if not, it's just going to be you and me. But right now, I just want to point out, have you noticed how on the television and the articles and the newspapers and the articles and the controlled news magazines, all this information about the vaccine, the flu vaccine, how important it is to get this flu vaccine. Oh, my goodness, millions of people are going to die throughout the world. Why, we had 20 million people died back in 1980 from the flu. That's why you should take your vaccine this year. Well, what makes you think that this is going to be such a terrible problem? They exaggerate consistently the number of people who die of the flu. In fact, they sort of mix up the people who die from influenza with the number of pneumonias that occur ordinarily during this time of year. And they attribute them all to the flu, and they're really making up statistics. As they say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And there's an organized effort to stampede the American people into getting their influenza shots. And of course, you remember how they did this last year. Why, oh, we're running out of these shots. We've only got 80 million shots, and we got 250, almost 300 million people. A lot of people are going to be without their flu shots. You better get down there. It's sort of like, you know, putting out a story that there's going to be a shortage of toilet paper, and everybody's down there buying toilet paper, and there's none available because, well, there's a shortage of toilet paper, and they're doing the same thing with the influenza shots there, actually stampeding the people, and they talk about it, and they talk about it, and they talk about it almost as if there was some master programmer out there that was feeding information to our television and to our radio and to our newspapers. And I'd like to suggest that I think that's exactly what is going on today. What is this whole thing about the flu influenza? How many lives are we really going to save with the flu shots? And how many people are going to have terrible complications from it? Our good friend Len Horowitz, of course, Dr. Horowitz, is very much against shots of influenza or vaccinations of any sort, because his mother took over a 5-year period. Your chance of getting Alzheimer's disease goes up tenfold, in other words, 1,000%. Let me repeat that. If you're between 60 and 65, you take 3 or 4 influenza shots in a period of 5 years. Your chances of getting Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000% tenfold. Why are they suggesting we take them? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we were simply talking about the potential dangers, not only to the minds of our children, but to our adults from the toxic doses of thimerosal, which they've left in the influenza vaccine. Now remember, they've taken it out of the childhood vaccines because, well, they said, oh, well, we've got to take it out because people really are worried that maybe they're not getting their shots with their children. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Thimerosal is completely safe. Now, admittedly, why the incidence of autism has gone up from about 1 in 10,000 to about 1 in about 150, and since it's much more common in boys, to about 1 in 40 or 50 boys. Yes, admittedly, it is true that 1 in 5 or 6 children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality here in the United States. But we want to assure you that thimerosal is completely safe. We're from the government, and we wouldn't lie to you. Well, if that's true, gee, I remember when they lied to us about the boys over the Gulf War, that, you know, the exposure to sarin gas. Nobody was exposed to poison gas. Absolutely no one. Well, maybe 5,000 of them were, maybe 10,000, maybe 50,000, maybe 100,000. Now they admit 150,000 were injured. by the poison gas. A report in the last 2 weeks on Gulf War illness. They've been telling us it's all psychological. There is no Gulf War illness. And the latest government report comes out and says there really is a Gulf War illness. And we've got somewhere between 200 and 300,000 Gulf War veterans who are sick from this very real disease. Would they be lying to us about the effect of the thimerosal in the vaccines? And I believe that they are. I believe that they know what this is about. And if there is nothing to worry about, why was it when they passed the Office of Homeland Security Act? In the middle of the night, one night when nobody was watching, they snuck in a little provision that said that Eli Lilly could never be sued. There was a federal law that protected Eli Lilly, who makes the thimerosal that is put in the vaccines and almost all of the childhood vaccines have this toxic doses of thimerosal or mercury in them. And then, of course, when the public got wind of it, why, of course, they had to pull that out, because the public realized that this was a scheme so there could be no lawsuits against Eli Lilly. Now, if there's nothing to worry about, why are they worried about it? If they're really honest about it, if thimerosal is completely safe, why did they take it out of all the childhood vaccines? And, of course, if thimerosal is dangerous, why have they left it in till, of course, one in five or six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality? Well, that is the background. But let's go to somebody who's going to tell us a lot more about the danger of vaccines, and that's Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I was delayed getting on the air with you because someone called me and didn't hang up their end of the phone, and I couldn't get a dial tone. So.
Well, I'm glad that we finally got hold of you. And we just sort of been talking about this whole thing, the way they're trying to stampede the American people into taking these vaccines, all these scare stories, and this coordinated effort. If you've ever seen propaganda, newspapers, magazines, radio and television, these talk about the vaccines, the vaccine shortage. But of course, if you're one of those lucky one over 65 or a child, you have a child between 6 months and 25 months, why, they're the ones who should get the vaccine. And I'd like to suggest that they are probably the worst people to get it. We're going to damage the brains of our children, and we're going to increase the Alzheimer's disease in the elderly. If they have an altered immune system, they're not going to get an immune response to the vaccine anyway. So you pick up the story from there, Bill.
Well, certainly they're leading us to a dead-end street. It's certainly scare tactics, and then we don't have any way of delivering. Of course, our health authorities simply have no way of protecting us from the typical seasonal flu and colds outside of vaccines. Isn't this amazing? We have no natural remedies, no way to prevent it. Just rely on government. We'll help you, and then all of a sudden we goofed. We don't have anything for you. So the flu vaccine with big headlines that it's going to cost the government our nation about $200 billion in productivity. What productivity? The flu vaccine hasn't worked for the last 3 years in a row. The A Fujian strain of the flu came last year and the vaccine didn't protect from it. And guess what? This year it's the A Wellington strain and it doesn't matter. Your vaccine this year for the flu doesn't protect from the predominant form that's circulating around. So, again, they guessed wrong, and here we are. So, but race down, get it, make sure you get it. What happened is that 2 years ago, one of the vaccine companies got stuck with 12 million vials, doses of flu vaccine that didn't sell, and they lost a lot of money. So what has happened is, the Centers for Disease Control has turned out to be the unwitting sales agent to scare the public into the flu shot lines so that they make sure it's all used up and the vaccine companies make a profit. Now, I do believe that it's fair for the companies to make a profit and on and on, but I don't believe now that decisions are being made for the public health. They're scaring us and frightening us. They're telling us a bird flu has jumped from animals to humans over in Asia, and it has this H5N1 strain. They think it's similar or close to the Spanish flu that went around the globe, was a pandemic, killed millions in 1918. It's now killed 40 people in Asia, and they're afraid of it because they say we don't have much immunity from it. Well, it's very interesting how nature cooperated. Last year, they went up in the permafrost in Alaska, tried to find the dead bodies of people that died of the Spanish flu in 1918 to see if they could get viral particles out and see what their DNA is in there, their genetic arrangement so they could see what type of virus this was that went around the globe in 1918. And it's very interesting. They said, gee, it could mutate to this at any time, and suddenly nature just cooperated and did it in Thailand and Vietnam. So it's very, very curious how all this is happening.
And, of course, traditionally, diseases have not gone from animals to human beings. Very, very few of them. I mean, we could count them on the fingers of one hand, and certainly not the viral diseases, until they began doing all their genetic work and began using all these vehicles so that they could actually infect human beings with animal viruses and animals with human viruses. So it was once we started doing that and began having all these means of transfer and using these cancer viruses or particles of it to facilitate transfer from animals to human beings, suddenly we're finding infections going from animals to human beings.
That's exactly right. They're using a figure this year that 36,000 people die from the flu. That's not a body count. That's some sort of a numerical estimate. What happens is less than 1,000 people can actually be traced to dying from the flu, though millions get it. But maybe another 7,000 or 8,000 actually get pneumonia, which they then throw those two figures together. The pneumonia figure is about 60,000, of which the flu deaths are within that number. So it's hard to extrapolate out. But you see, flu and flu death are two different things. Infection is one thing, hospitalization, of course, another. But death itself, we believe they're going to the hospital and then they're dying of pneumonia because of, of course, antibiotic resistance. Once you get there, you pick up one of the bacteria, not the viruses, that are prevalent in the hospital. And then, of course, you haven't got any resistance to it because the bugs there are resistant to all the antibiotics and you die. So, you know, they're kind of covering two problems with one there. We do find two studies here. One in 2003, the Journal of Health Technology Assessment showed that use of the flu vaccine among elderly citizens 65 to 74 years of age did not lead to lower health care costs. 2 years ago, a study done by the Centers for Disease Control themselves found that flu shots increased health care costs by $11 per person. When you get vaccinated, you think you're going to have immunity among retirees. Maybe 30 to 40% of the retirees will actually develop immunity. They don't have a good immune system. They need some selenium and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin E. So it means that only 4 out of 10, 5, 6 out of 10 people that are retirees will really get a benefit out of the flu shot in the first place. And so we see all of this confusion, people running around, jumping over the border, people waiting in long lines, elderly people dying while they're waiting in line with all the stress of this whole thing. So, and now this year they wanted to vaccinate our young infants down as low as 6 months of age. You know, we don't have adequate safety studies. There are articles warning our own government. We do not have adequate safety studies. Why would we be doing this on 6 months old? And, of course, we don't know that it's safe. They don't have a developed immune system. It may not be good. And now we're hurting all the people. Let's go get the nasal flu vaccine. Maybe that's available. And, of course, this is the one where you don't need a shot. You don't need a needle. You just inhale it up the nasal passages. Of course, that's a live vaccine. The shot is a dead virus. This is a live virus. And so you may shed the virus within 2 weeks of getting it and then spread it to other people in your family. They want all these nurses to get it in the healthcare industry. If they got it, they would cause an epidemic, possibly. They would spread it to everybody who visited the doctor's office. This is unbelievable. So we just can't believe this kind of thing is going on. We're sold out, of course, to the commercial interests. And just so everybody understands, 100 million people line up every year to get a flu shot, but 180 million other Americans go unvaccinated, and there's no giant epidemic in the flu. Certainly about 1 out of 3 get the flu and 1 out of 4 get colds in the winter. But as far as it being a bigger epidemic and killing more people, it doesn't happen. So,
you know, the thing that really bothers me, Bill, is we hear all this talk about, oh, the danger of fish. You know, there's mercury in fish, and pregnant women should never eat fish because it's going to have mercury, it's going to poison their child. And yet, of course, we were giving them the thimerosal shots, the mercury shots in the nursery. We stopped that. But now, of course, they're saying, well, if you love your child and they're 6 months of age, you've got to get a mercury shot. An influenza shot for them. Toxic doses of mercury in that. The same dose for a six-month-old as for an adult in mercury. What's wrong with this story? Could it be that there are really people who have a different agenda? We'll be back in just a moment or two with our special guest, Bill Sardi. And, of course, later on in the program, we'll invite your calls. But hold them for the time being.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000.
Dr. Tony Thierry, are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist who reads more medical journals than probably most doctors do, because this is what he does. He's on top of so many issues having to do with nutrition and health and even many of the medicines that are being used, popular medicines that are really very toxic. In fact, recently they pulled Vioxx off the market because it tripled. It tripled the incidence of heart disease and stroke and the people who were taking it over a period of 18 months. Now, why did they release that on the market? And they knew that several years before they pulled it off the market. And how many people, tens of thousands of people, are going to die of heart disease or certainly of stroke because of that? They will acknowledge that this is probably going to lead to all sorts of lawsuits against the people, but why did the government allow that on the market when they really didn't know the long-term effects of it? And, of course, why are they insisting that our children, age 6 months of age, take toxic doses of mercury, of thimerosal in there? And, of course, we know from Dr. Fudenberg's work that, you know, if you're an adult, the amount of mercury and certainly the other things in there, if you're over sick between 60 and 65 and you take a 3 to 4 shots over a 5-year period, according to Dr. Fudenberg's study, of influenza vaccine, why, of course, your incidence of Alzheimer's goes up 1,000%. What's it doing to the minds of our children? And they really don't know, do they, Bill?
Well, certainly we don't. We certainly have incriminating evidence. I know this is going to be confusing for so many people listening, to give my children shots, to not give them shots. And all I can tell you is, forget all the medical literature. They're stacking the deck. They're hiding behind this whole issue. Autism is up worldwide in every country. Now, what universal factor is going on in every country of the world? The only one we know of is vaccination. And of course we know that the thimerosal mercury is being used. So we do know, and we have many, many cases where we can see parents say right after the children got the shot is when these children became abnormal. So it's real clear, it's very clear we're not being told the truth on these things. And of course government is really kind of helping the vaccine companies escape liability. The vaccine manufacturers, they're dwindling. There was over 30. I think there are 4 major ones now. The list is really getting down. And I think what we're going to have is something even more unholy than we could ever dream of, the federalization of the vaccine manufacturers. If this happens, then you're going to have the politicians making health decisions along with these companies. They already have the vaccine manufacturers are indemnified against any lawsuits by having this fund where the people that are harmed can go dip in that little fund if they are harmed by this, because they know there will be some people who have side effects. But this then makes the manufacturers, they're beyond liability. Regular liability insurance should have done this in some way, and we have poor ways of making these. So your audience understands, we have, through the various pipelines, over 1,000 vaccines that are now in research and development. What are we going to do? Are we all going to line up for these shots day after day after day, having our children unmercifully punctured with these needles and getting these preservatives and doing all this? This is nonsense.
Well, you know, I talked to Ken Alibek, who was the number 2 man in the Soviet biowarfare unit, and he told me that he took vaccinations for everything they were working on. He took 52 different vaccinations. He said, I am so allergic. I'm allergic to absolutely everything. I can hardly touch anything or eat anything. He said, if you take vaccinations for all of the potential biological warfare units, diseases there are, why, it will kill you. And, of course, so what are we doing to our children? 1,000 vaccines that they're preparing for them. Have they ever stopped and thought of the implications of stimulating the immune system to that degree? More and more children are getting asthma. More and more children have allergies. More and more children have autoimmune diseases. More and more children have juvenile diabetes. But we're going to get all these vaccines because we're from the government and we're here to help you.
Well, these are the autoimmune diseases that you can get. There's over 64 diseases that you can get from the overuse of vaccines. I wonder if our audience can just think for a minute, where else do they use vaccines where we could kind of check this out in an unbiased way? Well, of course, in our pets and our animals, and they're now backing away from vaccines.
You're talking about the veterinarians.
Right. They're using them on the pets, and they're now saying we have to stop the vaccinations because it's harming the pets. Well, what about our babies?
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Bill Sardi as we explore this whole picture, this whole story. They're panicking us to get our vaccination. If you've ever seen a propaganda campaign, it's the one they've launched right now, the propaganda campaign against the American people.
Help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, A Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, my name is Michael Anthony Perugia, and I approved of this ad. I'm seeking the presidential nomination of the Constitution Party, and one of the reasons I'm running is to put the interest of American workers first, which President Bush is not doing. Mr. Bush has advocated an immigration plan that would let millions of illegal aliens stay in our country, and the chairman of his Council of Economic Advisors has praised what is called outsourcing, which will send millions of American jobs overseas. In other words, Mr. Bush is importing illegal cheap labor and exporting good-paying jobs that should stay in America. Well, this makes no sense. Such policies are outrageous at a time when so many Americans are looking for jobs and want to work. The sad fact is that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are looking out for American workers first. As president, I would put our people first. I hope you'll look at my webpage, perutka2004.com, that's P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A-2004.com, and remember, you never waste your vote when you vote for what's right.
Authorized and paid for by Perutka 2004.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and we're talking about the influenza problem. Everybody's going to have to make up their mind themselves, but don't let them stampede you into doing something. Your doctor is unaware of the toxic doses of mercury that is in the... In fact, most doctors believe they've taken the thimerosal out, but they have not taken it out of the influenza vaccine at all. And, of course, it's the same dose for a six-month-old as for somebody who is 250 pounds. Now, is there some sort of a discrepancy? Maybe should we have maybe a little bit less for children? We know it's so toxic to the brain. There is no safe level of mercury for our children. Yet we're insisting on giving it. Doesn't really make sense unless... Well, go ahead and pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, I do believe... I think the CDC, if you go online, I'm trying to remember how many vaccinations children have to undergo. I think it's 22 or something. And then there's some that are like three shots in the series. So it gets to be quite onerous. And, of course, you should never vaccinate your children when they're in the doctor's office if they are already sick from something else. They could have another virus or something. And certainly make sure your children get lots of vitamin C. We do find the shaken baby syndrome is a result of being low in vitamin C plus getting the mercury and other insults from a vaccine. And then if you the babies, they look like they get hemorrhages in the back of their eyes. And then, of course, somebody examines this like a doctor and accuses you as the father or mother of shaken baby syndrome. It comes from low vitamin C levels and the combination of these toxins and things inside, of course, the vaccines. Just imagine the headline today, Dr. Stan, as we're now considering in the country of spending a few billion dollars to vaccinate 40 more million Americans against bacterial meningitis. Now, they run the figure, if you look in the headlines, and make it look like 3,000 Americans are at risk. They're usually young people, teenagers, people in college for some reason. But bacterial meningitis, they're using the figure 3,000. It's really 300. 3,000 are infected. 300 may die. And, of course, we would need to vaccinate 40 million people at a cost of billions of dollars to save the 300. And they're debating this thing now. This is crazy. But it's not just that. It's that they're mandating these things. Once they say, okay, it's safe, the next thing that the pharmaceutical companies are working to mandate this. You can't get into school. You can't get into college. You can't get into preschool. You can't get in the military. You can't get a job and so on. And they're even thinking about ID cards now, where the national ID card would carry your vaccination record. So this is getting insane. And so it just goes on and on with this insanity. Are we going to just over-vaccinate? You see, when we prescribe drugs, what they know is that only about 50% of people continue to take drugs for cholesterol or high blood pressure and so on. The compliance is low because the side effects are high. People don't feel well. You can't get them to take it. But here you can mandate something, and they can use the politicians, and the only way that vaccine companies can make any money is when government mandates all this. So, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are paying off the politicians. They, in turn, mandate this, your children and the rest of us. Why, we're all being told now to line up for the whooping cough vaccine because we're told this is pertussis. Well, but whooping cough is coming in here because we're letting some biological terrorists sneak across the southern border of the United States with whooping cough. They're carrying it in, of course, their own bodies. They're undocumented illegal immigrants, and now we have a whooping cough problem. It's on the increase in the United States. And while we're looking for biological terrorists, they're the immigrants, and this is where, of course, we're getting our hepatitis from. It's where we're getting our tuberculosis. All of these on the increase, all of them on the increase in the southern border states in particular. We're crazy. We have the Department of Homeland Security, Defense, or whatever they call it, and we're letting people just march across the border with diseases, and then it's great for the pharmaceutical companies. Let's just revaccinate everybody.
And, of course, what people don't understand is the illegal immigration is part of a program. They are intentionally trying to convert us into a multicultural society. That's why they absolutely refuse to do anything down there in the border. They can catch people five or six or eight times, and they just send them back, and they come back again. But, of course, if one time people came to America as legal immigrants, they had to have a physical examination. And if you had an illness, we were not going to let you into our country to run up health bills and to spread your disease. That would be the logical way to handle it. But, of course, we're not doing anything illogical today, and we're endangering the health, and intentionally endangering the health of the American people by both political parties supporting illegal immigration. Why don't they want to support our laws of our land? Because they don't believe in the laws of our land. They, of course, want to change the demographics of our society. They want a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against another. They know what they're doing. The American people have no idea.
Well, it's certainly political. The immigrants coming here to this country are sending $8 billion a year back to Mexico, and so it's a de facto unofficial foreign aid program. Now, of course, now it's politically charged. For us to stop this in any kind of a way, means the Mexican government is going to call our president and say, you know, this is very difficult on our country. So you can't stop it. We're getting cheaper labor here. Social Security is on a pay-as-you-go basis, as is Medicare. For anybody that understands this, we have no money in the Social Security and Medicare bank accounts. There's a number there, but they borrowed from that number. There's no real money there. We need young people to pay for the old people, so let's let the young workers come in here from Mexico, get on payrolls, pay taxes, so we can pay more of the older people's, costs as they retire. So this is the tremendous problem. We've got insanity going on, and, of course, then all of this just is a terrible, terrible, unholy relationship between government and, of course, our pharmaceutical or vaccine manufacturers. And, of course, this is just going on and on. They knew about Vioxx a long time ago and could have stopped the distribution of this anti-inflammatory drug. Now, Vioxx, they looked at the numbers. It was an increase of so many people, 160,000 extra heart attacks and deaths per year, and they let this go on for a year or two. So who's guilty here, you see? And why did this happen? Did the FDA just go to sleep, or did they have politicians calling them on the phone telling them, well, let's make some more money because this is billions of dollars? And you understand you could weather a few lawsuits in the hundreds of millions if you're making billions. So this is just insane what's going on with the Food and Drug Administration. It's a derelict organization. Centers for Disease Control completely paid off by industry so we can vaccinate the American population many times over. It goes on and on and on. We can't help but talk about politics today when we're talking about health. I wish we didn't have to. I wish we could sit here and just talk about ways to stay healthy, but we can't ignore what they're doing on, of course, the level of government. And it's just getting unbelievable. It's what's happening today. We're going to force the American public from one end to the other, from young people to old, to get vaccinated. You cannot get born in many hospitals today without young babies, little infants, getting a shot for hepatitis before they're even 6 months of age.
And it is not a problem for the average American. If you go over to Asia, why, there are 700 million people in China who have had hepatitis B. How did they get it? Why they gave them vaccinations? They kept using dirty needles. 200 million people throughout the world with hepatitis C. How did they get it? They got it, most of them, for dirty needles. That's how the disease was spread. And, of course, so much of this was vaccinations being given using dirty needles. Didn't they have some idea? You can buy these hypodermic needles for a penny each. Oh, we have to use them over and over again. It seems incredible that they could be that stupid and intentionally. But here in the United States, hepatitis B is not a problem. And, of course, the only time you would need to give that vaccination to a child, a newborn child, is if mother had the disease. And all they have to do is test mother to see if she has the disease. It's predominantly in Asian mothers, but we wouldn't want to racially profile, so we'll give it to all the children. And this has a disastrous effect. In fact, some of the recent studies show a doubling, at least a doubling, and sometimes a tripling of multiple sclerosis in nurses who've taken those hepatitis B shots. Every nurse has to take the hepatitis B shot. Well, if it's going to produce multiple sclerosis in our nurses, what's it going to do in our children?
And certainly we have to think, look, so we all know, look at a world map and think, where does the hepatitis occur? Where is it coming from? It's coming from third world countries that simply do not have the hygiene, do not have the public sanitation, do not have all of these things going on. So they have high rates of hepatitis. Okay, so we know that, and then we're letting them march in the United States without any health screening. So this is the insanity of it all. Now, of course, back a few months ago at Chi Chi's restaurant in Pennsylvania, they had an outbreak of hepatitis that affected 600 people who were at that restaurant. It killed three or four of them. And, of course, they said it was the green onions that did this. Can you imagine this? Nobody else's green onions, just the ones that went to that restaurant somehow. Now, of course, it was the restaurant workers who had the hepatitis, and they transferred it, but the union for the restaurant workers doesn't want to mandate that the workers all have to get a hepatitis shot. I can't believe this. So They're the ones who need it, and you better be careful what restaurant you go eat food from, because you could get lifelong hepatitis, liver disease. You can't get rid of it. It's a monster once you've got it. So be really careful where you go to eat, and you might want to go check and see who they're hiring in the back in the kitchen before you do this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Longevinex, because this is really one of the exciting things. Here's something that can actually influence the genetic makeup of the human beings. What is to tell our listeners about Longevinex in the few minutes we have left?
Well, certainly people are wondering, how did we get to this? A red wine pill? Yes, a red wine pill. It was in the news yesterday that red wine reduces the risk of lung cancer, not by very much, but 10 times better than white wine. There must be some molecules in that red wine. Today, another monster story, and it seems like an everyday occurrence, that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease now being prevented by and even treated by red wine. They mention in the story that common red wine pills bought on the store shelf aren't going to work. They tested them. They don't believe they're active. I did play a role in this. I wrote a book about it. I went to Harvard where this story started. And, of course, we found that was true. The red wine pills did not activate the genetic mechanism, which is the sirtuin-1 survival gene that caused unusual longevity in yeast cells, fruit flies, mice, on up. And, of course, this was the world headline. And, of course, we developed a special red wine pill called Longevinex. It's made in an airtight capsule under nitrogen. So no oxygen gets to it. It's preserved. We've now tested it after 10 months of being on the market. It's the only red wine pill to activate this sirtuin-1 survival gene. Even after 10 months of production, it preserved that. The other brands do not do this. What does that mean to you? Red wine pills, it's almost a cure-all. It's something that sets off a bunch of genetic switches in your body. Journal of Cancer Biology, just in the last few days, reporting that it sets off a tsunami, a giant sweep of the genes where some of them are silenced, that is, the ones that cause cancer, that cause viral infections and so on, they're silenced. They can't replicate. They can't make the proteins. While as the other genes that help protect us from disease, who help repair our DNA and all these, they're turned on. So it's a giant gene-switching mechanism. There's a miracle, magical molecule in red wine. We can get it today without the calories and preservatives and all of the alcohol. It's called Longevinex. You can find out about it at longevinex.com, Longevinex.com, or 800-866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. And just for your listeners today, if they'll mention it on the air, we are giving away, for people who order Longevinex, a free copy of my book called The Anti-Aging Pill. Is this real? It is. Hundreds of references, the whole story, all coming from Harvard Medical School. You'll see it for yourself. We want you to examine it. You can certainly go to Amazon and get my book called The Anti-Aging Pill if you desire to check all this out on your own. So it's a wonderful story. It's happening to humanity. And the story is that maybe humans are going to be able to live, on average, well over 100 years for everybody on the planet. It's a spectacular story. You really need to catch up on it for your own good.
Now, Dr. David Sinclair, who was the scientist who really did the initial work on this, found that at least in lower forms of life, and they all seem to have exactly the same genes that we do. This is an amazing thing. There are only 30,000 genes in the human body, and a lot of other animals and lower forms of life have exactly the same genes. And this one gene, when you turn this on, why these animals and various forms of life actually live much longer, didn't they?
Well, they certainly did. This maybe 30 to 50% longer, and so your audience has this in perspective. Exercise will help us live a year and a half longer. Controlling your cholesterol, you'll live 6 months longer. A vegetarian diet, you'll live 5 to 8 years longer. If you're a female, you'll have about 5 to 6, 7 years more living because you don't have the early iron overload that men do. But you'll live 30 to 50 years longer, maybe with this new red wine discovery. You just need to find a way to get those wonderful molecules in a preserved way without all the undesirable parts. That's what Longevinex is. Certainly, we'll have no way of ever proving this. We'd have to take people and put them in cages for 100 years. But while we're trying to sort it out, you can get Longevinex on your own, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of people wouldn't let a soul pull those Longevinex pills out of their hands because they're finding, wow, this is really working for them.
And it really, there was this article recently in this Cancer Journal, what was it, some 600 genes were influenced by this one molecule?
That's right. It's just unfathomable. They say they can't study it. They're just going to have to move on and use it. Of course, it's been in common use as red wine for a long time. And now we do find, you know, when we examine red wine drinkers, they don't have obesity. They're not overweight, even though alcohol has lots of calories. It's profound, all of the paradox to it. They actually live longer, and in fact, a person who exercises, takes vitamins, and eats a wonderful diet will not live as long as a person who does none of those things but drinks red wine. This is a profound discovery.
It really is. Well, let's get that telephone number out just one more time.
866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. Check it out for yourself. I did write a whole book on this. You can check the references, called The Anti-Aging Pill. And, of course, we want everybody to know about this exciting story on their own. So,
well, thank you so very much. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. And, of course, you can go to his website, askbillsardi.com. What's the other website they can go to?
Of course, longevinex.com, LONGEVINEX.
Thanks so very much for being with us, Bill. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Bill Sardi. He does help Bill, our ministry, but I'll tell you what, I take my Longevinex. I believe in it.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention, we do carry the Big Berkey products. We think they're great, and if you're in an area where they're fluoridating the water, you really need to have something to get the fluoride out. Of course, this will take out the lead and the arsenic as well, because they're dumping that in with this, actually, manufacturer's waste, this industrial waste, and they've sold it to people all across the country. Fluoride's a deadly poison. Just look at your toothpaste tube, and it says if you take anything more, just a little of that, immediately go to a poison center. So why are they putting it in our water? Well, you need to get our four-tape set on water fluoridation. You need to get our four-tape set on mercury. You need to get our four-tape set on aspartame and NutraSweet. But most of all, of course, you really need to seriously think about getting a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light water filter. We also carry the Sanzian radios. We actually carry the Robinson homeschool curriculum. If your children are going to government schools, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we once again want to remind you about the conference, the all-day conference we're going to have November the 6th, that's a week from Saturday. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to start, well, you want to get there about 8:30 in the morning, a little earlier. We're going to start promptly at 8:45. We're going to go through to 5. Lunch will be served. You're going to have reservations. So give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We need to know this week, at the latest on Monday, how many people are going to be there so that they can have the lunches available. I think it's going to be a great program. Joe Schimmel is going to be there, and he's going to be talking about music. And you say, why? Who worries about music? Music has a profound impact on society. It's being used to transform society. This music is coming to our churches, and, of course, it is not healthy. Give us a call if you'd like to come. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us, as 5 hours a day we're on the radio someplace in America, 5 hours a day we're on satellite, 5 hours a day we're on the internet, 4 hours a day we're on shortwave. And I should remind you, if you're listening to this shortwave program, that as of the 31st of October, the end of this month, why, the 9.430 frequency that you're listening to, 9.430 frequency, changes to 7.535. That's 7.535. And of course, the evening program, one that will be on 7.535. The other one, which is currently heard on 7.315, that 7.315 will, as of 31st, change over to 6.095. Don't ask me why, they just try to do it, but please mark that down and tell others so they know how to reach us. That'll be the same frequencies until March 26th, and then we'll change back again. Anyway, apparently you get better reception during the winter by changing the frequencies. So then, of course, we need to suggest that many of you should get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. And then, of course, if you have any question at all that there are satanic forces working in America at the highest levels of our government, working within Hollywood, within the music industry, you need to get the video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. The 4-hour or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. And you'll hear some of the most popular performers in this country today. Certainly singing about Mr. Crowley, who was a Satanist. You'll be fascinated because it gets into many of the most popular entertainers we have today. One of them is currently under indictment for child molestation. Why is he always molesting children? Well, you have to get into the spiritual forces that energize Michael Jackson. It's all there in the videos. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 4-hour or the 10-hour version. So the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You should seriously think about getting the book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, or certainly The New World Religions by Gary Kaa. We have a Pagan Agenda special, which has got tape sets and videos, and of course it's got books with that at all. And of course we take books and videos and tape sets, and we sort of put them together, bundle them together at a decreased price. That's the Pagan Agenda. But you may want to get just the 4-tape set on the Pagan Agenda. You may want to get the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which really, of course, changed my life in the early 30s when I began to realize that there really is another world, another dimension. There really are demonic forces in this country, and there are over 2 million people who belong to a secret society that worships Lucifer. Most of them don't know that, but they've all sworn their allegiance to a different god. And many of these people are working at the highest levels of our government today. Well, certainly get the information. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go there, read my newsletters, and get the sources of reference that we use. Check out that. Maybe we're not telling you the truth, or maybe we are telling you the truth. And if we're telling you the truth, then you need to be involved in this spiritual battle that's being fought for the survival of Western civilization. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember our all-day conference on the 6th of November. And, of course, we hope that you can come. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so, until tomorrow, we'll be with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.